raise them, actually. They wouldn't grow off and meet, get fat. Or they don't taste as good as the good fat plump hogs does. Mm-hmm.
What did y'all have to feed your hogs out of?
Troughs, great long trough dug out of a tree. You'd take, cut your log and have things all look nearby like a mattock axe or something on my mattock axe. A thing that would dig. You could just go to digging in it and scraping it out, and it'd just make the biggest, best trough, and you just go pour all your feed up and down there in them big long troughs, mm-hmm. and they could eat out.
Yes, ma'am. What would people call a chicken that was sitting on a nest trying to hatch out something?
They didn't call them nothing but a setting hen.
Setting hen.
Mm-hmm.
I see. You ever heard of people putting some kind of egg that wasn't a real egg in the nest?
Mm-hmm. They call them nest eggs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do that?
Yes, I have. They'd be made out of white china.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever see those around anymore?
No. They don't, nobody around here set hens and raise chickens no more.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to raise any, they go to these places where they, there's a place here in Mendenhall that they call a hatchery. And they'll hatch out, it belongs to free. And I don't know how they do it, but some kind of incubator way they've got a hatch in them. And when they hatch out, well, they cull them like, and all of them that they don't want to keep, well, they used to give them away, but they got where they sold them. And people would go there and get them by droves sometime, and you take good care of them and raise them and feed them good, well, they made nice chickens.
Yes, ma'am.
And I never did fool with none of them, but a lot of people did.
Where did y'all keep your chickens on the farm?
Now, we had a chicken yard. Then a pickets put down and made a big yard for our chickens, and had a house built for them to go in at night when it was raining, and then long rows of hen nests built on the inside of that house, you know, from when they go to lay or sit and hatch biddies, either one. Now, Mama raised all of her chickens, set them old hens on about 15 eggs, and raised them. She'd take them off when they got big enough, all hatched, and had another place, a long shed built and coops in it, to keep them in there when it was raining, or at night to keep little biddies from freezing or something, you know. Turn them out when the weather was pretty, but feed them and take care of them and they just grow off. She had two kinds that she raised. One she called a Plymouth Rock and another was a Rhode Island Red. And they both make great big chickens, you know, big old round hens that'd be just as round and fat. And the fryers would be the finest things. Now, if you want to get a chicken you can't eat, you get a white leghorn. I never cooked but one. I didn't know what it was when I bought it. I bought it at a store. And I never could cook it done. And one day I was telling one of my aunts about it, and she said, I bet you got one of them little white leghorns. And I told her what store I bought that. She said, yes, as they dressed several little white leghorns and put there and sold them and said they couldn't nobody get them, one of them done, tender. Said, you needn't to kill a white leghorn, think you'll eat it. Said, they're the best layers in the world, but you cannot eat them.